और प्रिपेयर स्कोर
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Aldermember Starr?
Here.
Lefty?
Here.
Carey?
Here.
Polson?
Here.
Ellert?
Here.
Kerrigan?
Here.
Mayor Barr?
Here.
All right, the first thing we do, we need a motion to amend the agenda. We're going to add a special event permit application for the BFW Beer Garden. Welcome to the visitors. Thank you for coming out. We appreciate you spending time with us. We're also the consent agenda, financial report, all the money.
Yes, I will make a return that the Finance Committee met today. We looked at April, which was the first month of the new fiscal year, and there were multiple capital improvement purchases, and we're excited to see that we have the money in this new fiscal year to do several of those improvements, and Amy went through that with us. She's also bringing us up to date, so I think by next month, we will be all caught up to date on our reports. I want to say before I move on that in the police report was the animal control program was awarded a no-kill recognition. And if those of you that didn't read this report, I think that is commendable and well worth mentioning. So, and Kim Wood is responsible for maybe
yes.
getting that award.
Yes.
So
99.9% of the work.
So does that mean that most of the animals that we get or bring in, we find homes for or return them to their owners, right?
That is correct, yeah. And it's a 10% threshold, so we are well under that 10% of the animals we take in have to be euthanized. And that does happen occasionally with a sick animal or something like that, but bless Kim for her big heart, and she's got all the work. We're at capacity now. I will share that we've got more dogs than pens right now, but that just seems to be the trend. And you'll see a lot of news about shelters that are full and pounds that are full. We are full too, but bless her for big heart. She's trying hard to get these animals.
Well, I think that's very commendable. She's a great asset to us. So I wanted to mention that. And with that, I will make a motion to
we've got a motion and a second. All in favor? 6-0. Thank you. Mayor's report. All right. I want to really appreciate the fireworks show. That was fun. Did a fantastic job. We dodged the weather and on that one. I think it would have been a really, if we could roll the first date, that wouldn't have been so great. So the second date was far better. I had a nice Sunday evening and a beautiful, beautiful show. I think most of the residents who attended would agree it was pretty awesome. I've got upcoming meetings with the board members. I'm meeting with members by ward. That's first one kicks off tomorrow with Ward 2. And then on the third Wednesday, third Tuesdays of every month, it'll be Ward 3, and I have yet to set a date with Ward 1, but I'm sure that's right around the corner. I'll get that worked out too. And I have been asked to give a monthly meeting, have a monthly meeting with the residents at the nursing home, and I look forward to doing that. I was supposed to do that today, but they had to talk. Liz Jackson out there, the activities director, said that they had some residents with coughing a little bit, and she would prefer that I reschedule. So I will be doing that. And I look forward to monthly meetings with our residents at the nursing home. And I think that's it for me. Go to the Alderman reports. Alderman Platt.
Really isn't a report, as I'm going to go with a challenge. This is to the public. We just got through with the fourth. We had a few emails and whatnot from people. But I'm going to present this challenge from the first email that I received. And the gentleman who sent it made the comment that we have had an entire year to to decide on the activities of the course. So my challenge to the public is, you now have a year to express your concerns, likes or dislikes. That is my challenge. Thank you.
Okay. I too thought it was a great fireworks show last night. I know the city had limited staff that helped out there, and they were hustling and bustling, and it was really good. My family enjoyed it, and hopefully didn't break too many fence posts. But there were quite a few that were broken, so if you fell off the fence posts, I hope your back's okay. So I just want to say thanks for that.
On the run, folks.
I think I would like to initiate a challenge also to the public to use this time to find out all the information that you can to make wise decisions on the public safety building. Josh and city staff have set up several meetings. You can find out all the dates and times and get your questions answered.
Yes, and I would get out what Carla Polson said on the, we've got a few weeks here to really push for getting the proper information out there, and I'll be glad to help any way I can with that. And I want to say on the fireworks, I think we should give a lot of the credit to Karen Bendora, because she really worked hard to put that together, and she did a great job, especially since she had to reschedule. So thank you, Karen. And that's all I have.
All in one.
I'm glad they're over.
That's it.
I think everything that has been said, and I second, it was a wonderful show. It was a great decision to move it from the 2nd to the 7th. I did not think that we needed to do so, but about 9 o'clock on the 2nd, I thought it was a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
So more power to everybody. It was a beautiful festivity.
Thank you very much. We'll bring the addition to the mayor's report and a mention on having monthly meetings starting with the aldermen by ward. I would really appreciate the community getting hold of their aldermen and voicing any concerns, anything needs to be discussed. Contact your aldermen and we'll get it discussed. Thank you very much. All right. Now, City Administrator report.
Good evening, Mayor and Board of Aldermen. Start off with Parks and Recreation. They're in full swing of summer and have many recreational activities currently going on. To start off with, fall soccer signups will be from July 15th to August 11th. You must be at least 3 years of age by August 1st to participate. And divisions available will be from 3 years old to eighth grade. The Aquatic Center will have the next Beat the Heat pool party will be July 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. That will be $2 admission for non-season pool pass holders, and then free for season pool pass holders, and then concessions will be open. We'll have two sessions remaining for swim lessons, July 8th and 18th, through the 18th, and then July 22nd through August 1st. And then we have quite a few pool parties left for the rest of the summer, and then the pool is set to close on August 18th, which is a Sunday. We have water aerobics on Mondays and Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m. And then the pickleball league will be beginning in late July, and we'll have doubles leagues. Moving on to the wastewater department, they're continuing with processing solids at both plants and will soon be working to replace a non-potable water line at the Southeast plant. The water department has been closely monitoring the flooding at the Missouri River where our wells are located. So in 2019, we had some significant flooding that occurred, which broke a private levee that is just before where our wells are, which causes our wells to flood a little bit more frequently than they have in the past, which is what the result is of the results are of what's currently happening right now. So there's currently flooding, what we refer to as, you know, back to the railroad tracks, which is about a mile from, so there's water from water a mile up to the wells that we have to go through to monitor the wells. So the good news is the wells are still intact. They're not damaged. We're monitoring them regularly, and the water is starting to recede back. So we're good to go right now. So that's good. And another update in the water department, the alley project in downtown is almost complete. They have connected all of the individual, or made all the individual connections, or are currently making all the individual connections for each individual business to the new line, and they'll be capping the old line currently, or they are capping the old line currently, which is pretty much the final step of that project. So they have really done a great job of being efficient with the project and completing it in a really amazing time frame. So kudos to Triple C and their success with that project. The electric department has been working on a great deal of prep work on the North Loop circuit conversion. And they have been working on vegetation and tree pruning, along with the installation of new secondary and primary lines. In addition to individual new addresses, work continues to prepare for work on the hill and Pine Creek new development additions. The police department is working hard on the public safety sales tax initiative. We have an upcoming open house on July 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then the next town hall after the one we had tonight will be on July 22nd, before our next Board of Aldermen meeting. So we invite the public to come to both of these events. The one on the 22nd will be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. prior to our Board of Aldermen meeting. We've already kind of talked about Kim Wood, but I just want to reiterate the award that she received for our animal shelter. I also want to reiterate that Kim only half of her time is dedicated to animal control. So the other half of her time is dedicated to code enforcement. So she takes on a lot of work, and only really 20 hours a week is dedicated to the work that she takes on with this shelter. And she's doing a really great job of what she's doing. So as I mentioned last time, Josh and Officer Bell went to Texas to match Officer Bell with a therapy dog, and they were successfully able to do so, and we have submitted our letter of intent to obtain our new therapy dog. So we're very excited about that. National Night Out is scheduled for July 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Dyer Park, which includes a free swim open to the public. So that we're very excited about that and hope for a good turnout. We'll also have city departments there for demonstrations of equipment, and also other jurisdictions of police departments from other communities. And then the next thing that our police department staff are working on will be the implementation of the code enforcement permitting software. So we've been working on the licensing platform for that. And so next, we'll start working on the code enforcement platform starting next week. On the finance side of things, our auditors are on site this week. Amy has been working to ensure that they have all the items that they need. And she's also been finalizing any last minute year-end items for fiscal year 2024. And then she's working to complete both May and June bank reconciliations. And like I mentioned above, we are very close to finishing the business licensing platform for our new online permitting software. We hope to have that live mid to late next week. So we'll start to have some information going out to social media and our website about how to and information on how to use the platform. Very soon. We're very excited about that. And then we'll move into code enforcement, and then fall code enforcement will be our building codes and permitting for that. Lastly, city clerk and HR. Karen has been working to ensure that businesses are up to date on their liquor licenses, which expired on June 30th. And she's also scheduled a training, upcoming training next week for sewer response training. And then, of course, the fireworks show. She did an amazing job. Not only did she plan the whole thing, but she rescheduled the whole thing and moved it on the drop of a hat to a whole new day. So we're very excited and very proud of her for all the work that she put into it to make the free, family-friendly, fun event for our residents. And that was a huge success. So thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
And we also have so many other people to thank for that as well. So we also want to thank the Odessa PFW for their contributions. So they collect donations and they contribute roughly about half of the costs needed for the fireworks display. We also want to thank Steve and Lisa Bailey for the use of the property and their willingness and flexibility for us using their space. Trent Stevens, the pyrotechnician with Premier Pyrotechnics, he is awesome and put an awesome show on for us. Just phenomenal with his talent. The Odessa Fire Department for their help, and Greg Dickens, the state fire marshal, Paul Dickman with the fire safety inspector, and then all of our food vendors. We had Snow Station, King's Kitchen, Kyla's Cakes, Soda Pop, Weenies and Paninis, and then we had our bounce houses from Ship Shape Party Rentals. We had face painting and from Mandy's Bakery with the high school Art Honors Society graduates, and of course the mayor and board of aldermen for their assistance, and then lastly all of our city staff that assisted with us. So soon we'll likely be bringing you a contract with Premier Pyrotechnics. We'd like to our staff recommends at least that we bring to a 3-year contract. We'd like to be able to just pick a day, and you know, at least for the next 3 years, we have that day. It also gives us discounts by entering into a 3-year contract. There's a few different options and discount options for doing different things. So we'll bring that to you, and we can have a discussion about that. But we'll do that sooner rather than later because other cities do the same thing. So they also pick their days in advance. So we'll get that going. So, thank you,
John. Move on to public comments. Anybody have any public comments they'd like to move on to old business. Start off with the dust control results for 1710 Main Street, Odessa. Darren, do you want to speak to that? Thank you.
I think you all got this paper and it's trying to send you all. I went ahead and did price off for the dust control, chip seal, and asphalt on the road. It's pretty self-explanatory. I kind of divided up from Wright Road, Main, and then Denville. So Action Road, the Wright Road on Main is $6,000. In addition to that, we had to re-rock that road, get ready for dust control, which to re-rock the whole road is about $26,000. So, dust control on Main would be $6,000. For Main to 40 Highway and Wright Road, $3,500. If we did just in front of the daycare, which I included Accutech, which is next to it, the only business out there, about $1,200 would be $1,600 for dust control.
Okay.
Chip seal, somebody asked about chip seals. So I threw that in. Again, 26,000 to re-rock the road, get ready for chip seal. The first year cost to chip seal the whole thing right road and main is $71,000, or $71,939. The cost in the next 3 to 5 years of chip sealing again is going to be roughly around $37,000. The first year we do a double chip. The second year we're figuring on a single. Third year on a single. We'll see how the road builds up and then go from there. It could be just 3 years. We could go 5 years, go 10 years. I don't know, depends on the traffic on the road. So, and then so on. You know, I divided them up there with Wright Road and Main doing them separately if you want to do just one, not the other. So, and then of course the asphalt would be Rockland Road, 26,000. And then 4 inches of base asphalt, 3 inches of finish asphalt on that. That's no curbing, no storm sewer, nothing like that. So,
and no geogrid.
And that's no geogrid in that. So I recommend if we're going to asphalt that road to do geogrid, which means we lay that down before we rock it. So, and we do not know the price. So,
what is geogrid? What's geogrid?
It's a grid. It's like a 1-inch square grid mat that you lay down
on a gravel road.
You'll lay it down and then gravel over top of it. And what it does, it helps tie all that together so there's no weak spots in it.
That's before you asphalt.
If you go over to Connor, South Connor, there by from Orchard to Chestnut, that road has got geogrid on it. That road's over 20 years old. There's not a pothole one in it other than where we've dug. So, I mean, it proves itself that it works really well. So,
and one thing to keep in mind is this is, zoning-wise, this is our more industrial area, so it's more likely to have heavier trucks. So,
chips that will not hold up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just... Any questions on
them? Questions
for Jared? I think so. Do we have a path forward that we're suggesting? Or?
I would say staff's recommendation would be to, for your direction to be to put the $26,000 into the budget for 2025's street plan. And then really the decision needs to be made in the 2026 street plan on if we would like to leave it as gravel or move forward with asphalting. But really chip seal is not an option.
But we're going to need the gravel anyway. So
the gravel like really needs to be. But yeah. It's not budgeted now. So unless the board feels like we need to reach into our reserves now to gravel it, it would be staff's recommendation to plan to budget in 2025 for the gravel to be done in the next street plan.
How deteriorated is the road? It's driving.
It's getting pretty, Wright Road's not as bad as Main, but Main is from the traffic, they're right off Action, just past Action Road, the West Action Road, it's kind of getting muddy. They've been driving the tractors in there, plowing that field and dozers, and so it's had quite a bit of traffic in there, so it's gotten pretty soft and muddy.
Feel like we need to gravel now before next?
Well, we will go in and fix a few of them spots now before we gravel the whole thing.
Right.
Just a few spots here and there, just to keep the mud up. But next year we need to put more into them. So.
So the gravel doesn't solve the dust control problem. So what are we recommending on that? Gravel helps the base of the road.
That's up to you guys. Whether you want to put dust control on it or not, that's. I wouldn't do chip seal. I think we'll waste our money on that.
Okay.
So that the dust control.
If we do dust control, it would be an annual expense. That's why I on the second section I did put dust control prices parentheses annually, just because it would be you would need to make it an annual expense, just because it's a maintenance thing.
Yeah.
You can't just do it one year. It needs to be done each year to maintain its effectiveness.
So how I read this is that the road isn't conducive as it is right now for dust control.
Correct.
We would have to spend the
$26,000. Now we can do that just in front of the two businesses, or you know, I can get a price for that, just do that 1,200 feet. Or you've got a new business coming in there, they're gonna, you know, maybe want dust control too. So it's hard not to do all of them because that's where the business is.
Right.
Currently we do not provide dust control items.
No.
Well, I personally think we need to at least put the $26,000 in somewhere next year.
Yes, budget. We did. Yes.
I mean, that's not throwing good money to bad. It has to be done in any one of these scenarios.
Right.
I agree. We mix it up.
And we can't really spend $26,000 right now and solve any kind of dust problem.
No.
So my thinking would be let's get that $26,000 in some future plan. And not be the dust control.
Yeah, our plan is to put it in next year's budget and have it all rocked.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we'll fix the bad spots as we're ready for it.
Yeah, at least so it's not, you know, it's drivable. It's right. Not deteriorating, and so you can't do a little bit of maintenance on it at this point.
Yeah, and we can pull the ditches down so the water gets off the road.
Okay, great.
And all that now. So.
And that's kind of in our plan in this
yes.
year. That's
yeah, we'll have to clean the ditches before we do anything.
So if we put the $26,000 into the 25-26 budget, we can kind of decide then where we might asphalt this down the line. Right. But you're saying chip and seal is really not a good idea.
I wouldn't recommend that people throw money with it, especially if any more industries coming out there and they got big trucks. It's not going to hold up. I mean, a good example is 9th Street over here. We have chip sealed that thing almost every year for the buses just to run them down. So you get any heavy traffic on that road, it's not going to hold up.
And that's $133,000 that we can get covered with.
Anybody else? All right, so I'm taking the consensus of the board is to move forward with the $26,000 on next year's budget and holding off on all the rest of it. Correct?
Yes.
Make it so.
Okay.
Thank you. Model step now we've got the ditch result for 608 South Connor Street in Odessa.
Okay, we went over there, me and the crew went over there and shot grade over there. Y'all got the grade sheets. We shot the ditch line where the pipe comes under the roof there at Connor. The curb line that's on the east side of his property that the water flows to. We also shot grade along his fence there in his front yard. I think y'all got pictures of what I took over there after the rain, the 2.5-inch rain we had the other day. I went back at the next rain and took pictures while it was raining. At that time, the ditch wasn't flooded. I didn't look into the backyard. It got a private fence, so I didn't look back there, but nothing was flooded at that time over there. The day after the 2-inch rain, during the rainfall. I'm not saying it never does flood. The ditch line is lower than his yard. So the water was flowing down the ditch into the curb and getting out of there. There was a little puddle at the east curb where it goes on the curb. There was a little puddle there of water. But at the time I was over there, nothing was flooded. Now, I don't know if this basement flooded this time or not. Me and the mayor talked about this. I don't know what makes it flood. It's just what I've got, the data I've got from this time. I didn't see anything that was really bad to me. And from what the grades that we shot, it flows the way it's supposed to. So
we had 5 inches of rain last week in one shot. I would think if it's going to flood, it would have flooded. My personal thought, but not that it has not flooded.
Yeah, I didn't go over the current and I went right up the 2.5-inch rain. I took pictures, I sent them. I didn't see anything flooded. So that's just, I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen.
Nope.
I think me and the mayor have both seen stuff flood over before, and yeah, just this time it wasn't. So I don't really know, till we know where the water's coming from and what's causing it, what to do with it. So,
yeah, we also spoke about curbing on both sides, and you made a comment to me regarding the curbing situation.
Yeah, the road, curb it both. The road's a little higher. If we would have to curb that whole corner, from the back of the curb to his property would go downhill. If the water would flow towards him from behind the curb, it wouldn't flow out to the curb unless he did a significant lift in his yard. We would also have to curb the west side of the road because the pipe comes under, in order to get rid of the pipe that runs under Connor that dumps onto his, into his ditch. So it would take significant work to put storm sewer in the curb to curb the whole area. So.
Questions for Darren? Any recommendations moving forward on that?
I don't, until I see where the water is really coming from that's flooding his house. I don't know if it's coming from Connor flowing in there. If it's, he probably answered that better than I can. Like I said, when I went over there, nothing was flooded. So I was kind of hoping maybe to see something that was running somewhere that we could figure out the problem, but I couldn't see anything. Like I said, I didn't go in the backyard. It's got a privacy fence, so
I'm always there. Can I ask him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jerry, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Do you live there? Yeah.
Okay, come on up. Please, thank you.
We had a lot of rain last week. What happened?
I went home last week. I was out of town.
Okay, so you didn't see?
Yeah, my father in law.
Okay.
You didn't
come home with a flooded basement?
No.
You don't have a basement, do you?
Yeah, crawl space.
Crawl space. Okay. Okay, because I was curious what results you had.
Right. I was going down yesterday.
Yeah, we got almost 10 inches of rain this last week. So
I think the best recommendation would be for Mr. Gardner to contact Darren or myself the next time that the yard floods, and we could run these same numbers next time and see if we can identify an issue then.
I got the card out of my truck.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that, Jerry. Okay. Next time it floods, we want to know.
And then we'll see where it's
happening.
You okay with that?
Yep. Okay. Right. Thank you, Jerry.
Yep. Thank you for taking the time with this map, too, Darren. This is very, very helpful.
Thank you, Darren.
All right. Moving on to new business. We're going to introduce a new staff member.
Okay, tonight I'm going to formally introduce him. So good evening, Mayor and Board of Aldermen. I'm delighted to introduce Amy Finch, our new finance director. Amy comes to us with extensive experience and expertise in financial management, formerly the city manager of Atchison, Kansas. She was responsible for developing the annual budget, capital improvement plan, equipment replacement plan, reconciling the general ledger, and tracking grant expenditures. Prior to her time in Atchison, Amy served as the city administrator for the city of Crookston, Minnesota, and before that, she was the city clerk for the city of Ottawa, Kansas. Her dedication to strategic financial planning and operational excellence perfectly aligns with our municipality's goals of fiscal responsibility and sustainable growth. Please join me in welcoming Amy to our municipality. We are excited about the contributions and leadership she will bring as we continue to navigate the financial landscape and work towards achieving our collective goals.
Thank you.
Thank you. You did a great
job. She's doing great.
All right, I have the annual month report.
Good evening. I've been marking a few things off. Sean did a great job covering some of them. My notes are a little out of order now. So it's been a busy year. We did quite a bit of repairs at the Aquatic Center to get it ready to open this year. They replaced the pool vacuum, caulked all the seams around the pool, painted the exterior doors, put a new AC in the concession stand. As you know, we purchased 28 new lounge chairs and 4 new picnic tables. We did have an unexpected replacement of that recirculation pump right after the pool opened. Personally, I think the public did pretty well with not ripping us apart for it being flooded. So we're very appreciative of the patient's understanding. We are going to budget for next year to go ahead and replace the slide pump and motor just so they're done because they're same age. So we do, I think she covered pool parties. We just have a few dates left. So if anybody's trying to get pool parties in, it's slim pickings right now. So if the park office called, anybody's thinking about a pool party. We've done quite a bit of things around the parks this year. We have new street structures that were installed over the softball fields, as well as at the basketball court here at Dyer Park. Those were 100% funded by Partners for Parks, so thank you to them. And a huge thank you to the electric department for helping get those up every time we get the new set in. So it takes all of them to do that. Current projects, we have lighting getting ready to go up at the pickleball courts out here. That they're also going to help us with that. Those should be up and ready when those leagues start the end of July. There was a huge community interest for those leagues. I expect it to be incredibly busy. So we will be installing shade structures at Chestnut Park over the entire playground. So that playground will be all shaded for the littles. And then there'll be shade structures over that basketball court there at Chestnut as well, over the benches that are there. Again, 100% funded by Partners for Parks, so big thank you to them for that. We're adding mulch, playground mulch to all of the neighborhood playgrounds. We will be resealing and painting the basketball courts over at Chestnut as well. Youth activity, she touched on it, but it continues to grow every year. Our spring soccer league had over 400 kids for the second year in a row. So that's huge. And fall signups getting ready to start. We just did our annual park tour. We do that every year. It's a good way for us to all put eyes on the parks. We make our punch list. So we will be discussing that at our next park board meeting this month, if anybody's interested. So we'll go through everything that we found, make our punch list of what we can knock out this year and what will need to be budgeted for next year. So just to keep those up and going and maintain it. Save the date, the reverse raffle for 2025 will be on February 15th. So for those of you that like to go, save that date now. We want to give a huge thank you to the Garden Club for their continued hard work on our flower beds here and at Redbird Park. They look gorgeous. So remember, I know I'm at either park. It looks really, really nice. So big thanks to all of them for doing all that. It's appreciated. We did move our meeting. We now meet on the third Wednesday of each month. So make that official. That'll be we change it again. But for the time being, that lines up so it kind of fits in between your guys' meetings. And that way, if something comes out the first one, we can meet and report back at your second meeting. So those are now the third Wednesday of every month. Again, those are open to the public. So we welcome if anybody, maybe you want to come, any of the public wants to come, you're more than welcome.
Most meetings are here?
Here.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
So this month will be on the 17th?
Yes.
Okay.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right. It now comes the agenda amendment with the special event permit for the VFW Beer Garden.
We're here to apply for the beer garden for at Little Jumper. Same exact thing as last year, right?
Yeah.
You all have any questions or concerns?
Were there any issues last year?
No. Not good. This is the same.
And Josh,
she's
I was like, was there something happened that I completely blanked out?
Yeah. Maybe. But.
Is this the third year that you've been?
No, this is my seventh.
Yeah, seventh.
So. With the beer garden?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't know what they're out there.
This is the major fundraiser for the fireworks show.
Yes. Yes.
For the other fireworks portion of that. So,
are you, like, you've had some times where you put the stage in, you put the stage out, you're keeping it?
We're keeping it out, yeah.
Good. That's good.
It just did not look right. We tried it, it didn't work.
Right. But this year we're going to put it back in like it worked.
Yeah.
It's bombing.
It's going in.
No, it's going out.
It's going out. Yeah.
Yeah. The beer garden's contained and the stage is out.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yes. I'll make a motion that we approve the application for VFW Beer Garden and VFW the Puddle for July 31st through August 6th.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Thank you.
Isn't it off? First through the third?
They can set up. No, yeah, it is.
Next, resolution number 2024-19. Approved resolution stating facts and reasons for the necessity to amend and increase certain components of the city's annual budget for the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2020.
I'll make a motion. We talked about this kind of at the finance meeting. I've already talked about it, but I think Sean has spelled it out here pretty well. So I will make a motion that we approve resolution number 2024-19, fiscal year 24 budget amendments.
I'll second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor? 6-0. Thank you very much. Our next scheduled meeting is Monday, July 22nd at 7 o'clock. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Five seconds. All in favor? 6-0.